Hey, this is the Cody Podcast, and I'm Serenity Ward, and this is...
Tanner Cody.
And today we are going to talk about lots of things, so sit back and enjoy.
What do you think about this podcast, then?
I don't know, I think it's good, that, you know, to show, like, other people, like, what others are thinking about, like, you know, like, youths. What do you think about it?
I think it's good to get out of your comfort zone, and it's good for when you have to talk in, like, large crowds, and, yeah. So, if you ever get the opportunity to get into podcasting, I recommend to do it right away.
What are you passionate about?
Basketball. And yeah. You?
I'm passionate about... I don't even know what I'm passionate about. Probably like helping others.
Do you have any advice for the younger kids?
Probably like if you don't feel comfortable in what others are doing, then walk away from it. That's what I think. That's what I think we should do. You know, if they don't feel like it's a safe thing to do and they're not in a safe environment, or they don't feel like they're safe in the moment, then they should just walk away from whatever the others are doing, because they'll regret doing what they're doing in the future. What do you think?
I think just to stay in school and just... Yeah, just stay in school and get your education. Just try and make it far, don't give up.
I agree with that. Stay at school.
Yeah.
Because I regret dropping out and now I'm like a grade behind. What are your pet peeves?
I don't know if I really have them.
Mine are probably when, like, people act like they're in a rush. You know, like, when they spaz out about being on time and everything. I'm kind of like that, too. Or I hate when people, like, I just hate people are rushing each other. You know, like, if you have, like, 10 minutes to spare, don't rush. You know, take your time doing things.
Do you think school will be different?
Yeah, it's gonna be way different than before, because, you know, I'm used to walking in and getting to class, but now we gotta like make sure our temperature is normal, and we have to make sure we sanitize our hands, we have to make sure we wear a mask every day. You know, like extra things we gotta worry about, even more things to stress about.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, just basically what you said. Like I said, like, hopefully there's going to be gym and sports so kids can get their
I think they should have, like, something like that, you know, like sports, you know, after school stuff, because some kids don't, like, you know, have the luxury to go home and, you know, have
fun and do what they want.
Yeah, because some people don't want to go home because of the life they're living or like the environment they have to live in. So I think we should have something for all those kids that, you know, don't want to go home yet. Or something like that. Just something to do with kids that don't want to go home after school. But I don't know, I have a feeling that they're going to cut off some of them. Because some of them are like contact sports. You gotta be like near people, and that whole social distance thing happening, I don't think they're gonna do some of them. How was the summertime and, you know, and all, like when school is shut down in March all the way to now, how was it during this whole quarantine and pandemic?
It was kind of boring, just kind of lonely, just staying home, kind of didn't do anything. Oh, me, I have a basketball net outside, so I just play basketball. Just play video games even, but it was pretty boring.
For me, it was boring too because I love going to stores and I love being outside, like walking around. And for a little while, I wasn't even allowed to go outside or anything. So I feel like school will help with that, you know, so I'm not stuck at home all the time. How about you? How do you think life's gonna be like if this whole pandemic or the virus is over, like, or slowly dies down? Do you think it's gonna be the same, or is it gonna be like going back to normal?
I think there's still gonna be making people wear masks because you don't really know if there's gonna be another virus coming.
I agree. I think
same as social distance.
Yeah.
It's gonna stay the same.
Because we still haven't even hit the second wave. Because there's always a second wave to this stuff.
Yeah.
So it might hit us whenever. Do you think there's going to be a new virus or disease?
Not sure.
Because right now there's, I don't know where I heard this, but like I've seen it somewhere and it said that there's rumors that there's going to be a new one coming, but I doubt it because we have like, what is it called? The vaccine for it anyways, so. What do you think about some of the stores that you're not required to wear a mask in? Do you still wear a mask in them, or do you just not wear one?
I just don't wear one, I just keep my distance. But if I have to wear a mask, then I wear a mask.
Well, some of the stores that I go to, you aren't required to wear one because if it's an American company, because right now in America they have nothing about the whole mask stuff happening, you know? So if it's an American-based company, then you're not required to wear one. But I still wear one just to be sure, you know? Because you never know what's going to happen, you know? Did you hear about that whole Save Our Children thing on Facebook?
Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of people that you wouldn't...
It's crazy because, like, you know when you travel to, like, a different city and you're on the highway and you see, like, a semi-truck or whatever?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know why, but for me, I always think about, like, what are they carrying? Are they carrying, like, actual stuff they should be carrying? Or are they carrying, like, children or something?
Yeah.
But to me, it was crazy because I came to a realization that, like, people are messed up in the world. I never realized how messed up they were.
What's the time at now?
It's at,
like, the whole talking?
Oh, it's at 11 minutes and 30 seconds. That should wrap up this podcast. Once again, I'm Serenity Ward and this was the Cody's podcast. Bye.